Hello, everybody. Welcome to What's Your Price, episode 15. I sit down with hilarious comedian Matt Lockwood. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's listened so far, and the podcast is back, so we'll be up and running. And also thanks to all the French listeners. I don't know how you guys hear about it, but give me some feedback. Go to What's Your Price podcast on Twitter and give me some feedback. All right. So the podcast is called What's Your Price? I am going to ask you questions to see how much money it would take to get you to do certain things.
All right.
And then we'll also talk to you and find out about you also.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I just say a disclaimer real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Financially, not great. So my numbers are going to be a little lower than.
That's good. That's what we want.
All right.
We want you to actually have to do some of this stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So first question is always the same. It's always, how much money would it cost or would it take for you to get in the ring against Mike Tyson? And feel free, you can ask questions, sort of thing.
Damn.
The only rule that I have is you have to try and throw at least one punch.
Okay. I mean, I would come out swinging because what's, you know, I'm not going to, the first hit is going to knock me out. So.
Okay. So you're coming out swinging.
Yeah. I think you have to.
Okay. I like that strategy.
Yeah. I mean, what am I going to do? Play defense against. And it's right now, Mike Tyson, right? It's old Mike Tyson.
Yeah, we could go Mike Tyson. I mean, let's go both. We'll go right now first.
All right. Damn. Yeah, because I've never been in a fight.
Well, I don't think you'd be in this fight either.
fair. So it needs to be like, I mean, because he also going to like break my face. Like it'd have to be enough to, I'd have to give up my modeling career, maybe my acting career.
So that's a lot of sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd have to be, oh, fuck.
You do look good, by the way.
Thank you. I got a haircut yesterday.
Nice. And I think you lost like 100 pounds, right?
No, not that much, like 30. Damn. I'd say 50K.
50K?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would hurt. Because I'd probably end up in the hospital too, right?
I mean, I would think, I don't know, maybe he would just knock you out cold and you're fine.
Do I have to pay the hospital bills if I go to the hospital?
I mean, do you have medical insurance?
No.
So then, yeah, you might want to factor that into your fees.
50K plus hospital fees.
Okay. What about Mike Tyson in his prime?
30K.
Yeah, right.
I go cheaper.
Cheaper.
I don't know. I'd double it. $100,000.
Okay. $100,000.
I think that's enough. That's enough to get you through what, a couple of years at least.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. Some people are like $3 million. I'm like, shut up.
No.
If I put 100K cash in front of you, I'm sure you're gonna do it.
Yeah, and I've also like never had money, so even like the smallest amount of big money is still big, you know.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Next question is kind of a little bit easier. How much do you do a bar mat shot? You know what a bar mat shot is?
No.
Okay, bar mat shot is they're making drinks all night and all that stuff falls in the mat.
Oh, yeah.
Then they scoop it into a shot.
I've done this before. Okay. For free.
For free.
Yeah, I don't know. Give me, buy me lunch, $20. It's just right. A shot?
Just a shot.
Yeah, I do it for $20.
Okay, we're going to get that done. Next time I see you, we're going to film you doing a bar mat shot. I'm paying you $20.
Okay.
Damn, done deal.
I should have said something higher.
All right. You should have, dude. You're locked in now. Sorry, bud.
But yeah, you're all drunk at the bar and shit, and someone's like, "Hey, do this for $20." You go, "Yeah, okay, that's fun."
I agree.
It's more about the experience than the money for me.
I can't wait for you to do it. It'll be a great experience. And that one, I swear, next time you're down at Candy's, I'm gonna have you do it. So $20, dude, is good.
All right,
you'll be the first guy that has to do one of these things.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, now let's just some questions about you. First of all, I know you're a very funny comedian. Did you start in San Diego or did you, I knew you did comedy in here, but is that when you started?
Yeah, I moved to San Diego to start.
Okay, from where?
Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay, did you move to San Diego to do comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Did you ever try it in Michigan?
Uh-uh.
So you just knew you wanted to try it and moved to San Diego.
I knew I wanted to do it and I wanted to get as far away from Michigan as possible. And LA was too intimidating to move straight to. So I was like, San Diego's close. I've heard good things. I'd never been like past Colorado before I moved.
So you'd never been here? Never. Did you move by yourself?
Never even thought about coming to California before. Yeah, moved here by myself.
You just loaded up a truck, car, whatever, and moved out here.
Yeah, not even a car. I just got on an airplane with a suitcase.
And you had a place to live or what?
Yeah, so I decided to move here, and then I got lucky. My sister and brother-in-law, his dad is from like out here near LA. And I was like, I'm going to San Diego. And they're like, yeah, that sounds good to us too. And so we kind of all moved there together. So it all worked out nice.
What? That's so crazy, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. We got really lucky.
I love hearing stories like that where you're just like, I didn't know nothing about it. I just picked up and left. Uh-huh. And then did you know you wanted to do comedy the whole time or did that come after the fact?
No, I didn't know I wanted to do comedy until I was like 20.
Okay.
I didn't really know what stand-up comedy was before that. Like it wasn't a part of my life ever. So it was like.
Okay. And when did you start doing it for the first time?
Like the week I moved out to San Diego.
And how were you then?
January of 2013. So I was like freshly 22.
Okay. So you knew you wanted to do it. You thought about it for a couple of years and then tried it.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
How'd it go? Your first show, how'd it go? Where did you do it at?
Well, is your favorite place in the world, American Comedy Company.
I don't mind that place anymore. Kendall. I mean, I'm not back, but I mean, funny story about him. I saw him. I did a weekend there and I saw him and he just introduced himself like nothing had ever happened. So I was like, all right, whatever. All right.
Good enough.
But yeah. So you did comedy there for the first time, open mic?
So yeah, the first open mic was there and you know that open mic was like one of the best shows in San Diego.
Yeah.
Like better than most shows in San Diego.
Yeah, it was a good open mic.
So for a couple months, I only did that mic once a week, 3 minutes a week. And I thought I was the fucking best comic to ever live. Cause you hear about all these guys talking about starting out and how hard it was and shit. And for me, it was like, I'm killing every time because there's a full crowd.
Yeah.
You know, it's 3 minutes. So I thought I was the shit. And then after a couple months, I did a show at Second Wind. If you remember that place.
I do.
It was my first ever show outside of ACC. I invited a bunch of people, a bunch of work people, a bunch of new friends I'd made. And it was devastating.
You bombed?
Devastating. Absolutely bombed.
Do you try the same jokes every open mic or did you do new stuff every week?
I tried to do new stuff every week.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I would write like one-liners. That's what I started doing with just like quick little dumb jokes. And so I would put up a lot of pressure on trying to do new stuff every week and it would like, I would get exhausted.
Dude, it's hard to do that many one-liners in like 5 minutes too. For sure. So many one-liners.
Yeah, I'd have to write like 15 jokes a week.
Yeah, dude, that's a lot.
Crazy.
Now, did you get on every week at ACC? Because I know that's hard to get on sometimes.
Not every week, but I feel like most weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Did you know comics? Is that how?
And then no, but after you go up a couple times and people start to like you, you kind of get juiced in and.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So after a little while, I would get up every week, but starting out for sure, no.
Okay. And how long was it that your first show until like you did the open mics for how long and then your first show?
I don't know. I probably like 3, 4, 5 months maybe.
And you invited your friends and then you didn't do well?
Friends, family, a bunch of coworkers. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like, you know, they would see me and be like, wow, this guy's incredible. And
they're then like, quit your job, dude.
Yeah. It's at the shitty dive bar that doesn't even have chairs to watch stand up in. And I'm saying this stuff and I'm not getting this big laugh that I'm used to being at ACC. And yeah, it was just like, you know, it's my face. I could feel my face getting flushed. And,
oh yeah. It's the worst. You know, you're in your own head while you're up there.
I'm like looking at the ground. I can't dare to look out at the audience and brutal, brutal. I remember leaving just being like, I don't know if I could do this.
But you went back.
Yeah.
I always wonder like when you bomb really like early at like that, like it's hard to go like, I'm going to get back up there, dude.
For sure.
That was just a whatever.
Especially like, yeah, I don't know. Cause I think a lot of people, the first time they go probably bomb. But for me, it was like, I did 3 months of like doing really well and consistently getting laughs.
Yeah.
And then to leave that place and go somewhere else and bomb, it's like, oh, maybe I do suck. Like, oh,
it's the worst. So humbling.
Yeah. It was a real wake up call for sure.
You're like, what's up? And then you're like, oh God.
Yeah. What it was is it was a comedy competition, right? So the audience, the audience votes. I brought all the people there. I got third place. That's how bad I did. They couldn't even vote for me first. My friends and family couldn't even vote for me first.
Your friends and family are like, nah way, dude.
Yeah.
there's no way we're giving this to him.
Yeah, they couldn't in good conscience let me win first place.
So you basically rigged the whole thing, and then it didn't work out.
Yeah. I think I got like $5 to the bar or something for third place.
That is too funny, man. I mean, not really, but it is funny.
Looking back, it's funny. At the time, it was
devastating.
Yeah, I was suicidal.
Were you like talking to your family? You're like, what the fuck? You didn't vote for me?
No, I got it. I understood it.
Okay.
I was there, you know?
Oh, man. That reminds me of we did a comedy competition at ACC to get to play in Caboo. Uh-huh. And it was me and Billy Bonnell and a couple other funny people and then Ari Manis. And Ari Manis, they announced Ari and like fucking 100 people went nuts.
Yeah.
And just immediate. And the worst part is he just shit on the show the whole time. He was like, this is so stupid. Like, why are we having a contest? Like, I just brought everybody. I'm going to win. Like, the whole, he like barely told any jokes. Yeah. And then he won by a landslide and got to perform at Caboo.
Yep.
Billy Bonnell and I are just like, what the fuck, dude?
Yep. Just a bringer show at that point.
It was, dude. But those comedy competitions can be the worst thing ever and the best thing ever. Like, I remember leaving San Diego's Funniest, just getting eliminated like first round. Just going, what the fuck am I doing here, dude?
Yep. Some of those San Diego's Funniest contest rounds, there'd be like three people in the audience too. And it's like,
yeah,
it's just up to them, I guess.
And you'd go up and be like, hey, by the way, you'd like find out who they would bring. And then you'd be like, hey, I'm really good friends with so-and-so.
Yeah. I'm Raul Zambrano's best friend. Just so
yeah,
you know,
his best
so
friend, know. Guys. You guys vote for him first and then me second. Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Comedy contests can be so shady, but whatever. If you win, they're great.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to some questions. How much to drop in on a half pipe with a skateboard?
Oh, Jesus. I feel like I wouldn't get as injured as getting in the ring with Mike Tyson. But I can't even stand still on a skateboard. So,
yeah.
I'd say a couple hundred. Give me $300.
$300 you drop in on a half pipe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't make it to the other side, I don't think. But
no, I don't think that's the point. I don't think anybody wants to see you drop in and just do amazing.
Yes.
It was like, oh, dude, he just did the handstand on the rail thing, dude. That's dope. Yeah. Everybody wants to see you fucking bomb.
Yeah, I would fall. But I wear like elbow pads, knee pads,
oh, yeah, you
get pads.
To wear all the skateboard stuff for sure.
Right. Bubble wrap.
Let's follow that question because this might happen if you drop it on the half pipe. How much to wear two arm casts for a month? Just two arm casts like this.
Huh.
You're just like this for 1 month.
For a month. Huh. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I would, because I like, oh man. I mean, a month isn't that long. I would definitely do it.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what the price would be though. Because for me, it's like that, you know, pay like half a year's rent or something, I'd do it.
Okay.
So
6 months of rent for a month of arm cast.
Yeah, I do that.
What's the number? Like
$5,000 or something.
$5,000?
Yeah.
How much for a week?
$500
Yeah.
For a week? Yeah, that's easy.
Dude.
You get somebody to drive me around. I wouldn't have to do anything. Don't have to work.
We're going to make this happen, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, the casts
are the ones where they prop your arms up like,
yeah, this. Dude, this one.
Damn.
For a week, bro. You got somebody to wipe your ass?
For 500 kind of seems low now.
Yeah. Why am I talking you up?
Oh, yeah. You can't wipe your ass.
You get a bidet,
I got a bidet.
Okay.
You still got to wipe the water off.
You got to hit the button.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Damn.
You said damn. 500, dude. You're locked in.
Yeah, I guess. I lowballed that one.
Oh my god, that's so funny, dude. All right. How much to go streaking at a game?
I do that for the clout.
You do that for the clout?
Yeah, well, you get arrested, right? You go to jail.
I mean, unless you can are too fast, you don't get caught.
Well, that's not me. I do that for a couple hundred too.
Couple $100, you go streaking.
I'd say $1,000.
$1,000, you go streaking.
Yeah.
All right. How much you go streaking at a high school football game?
You get arrested for that shit. No, you got to be on like a sex offenders list, right? 2000.
2000. Yeah, right, bro. Ruin your life for 2000. You're just in front of the judge. You're like, hey, man, I just needed the money.
I needed $2,000. That's one of those things that you can only do if you like have kids and you want them to be financially set. You know, that ruins the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I would imagine.
I would imagine too.
Yeah.
Jeez. Damn. All right. How much to shave your head?
I feel like if I go too low on this, you're going to make me do it.
I mean, it's your, do you want money or not?
I did. Fuck. I do that. I do that. Yeah, I do that for $500.
$500?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That's a couple pairs of J's.
Yeah, it is.
Treat yourself.
$500, you'll shave your head.
Yeah.
Bald.
Yeah.
I mean, you got nice hair, so.
Yeah, it grows fast, though.
It'll grow fast, so that's not a big deal. Okay, how much to shave your eyebrow?
Just one?
Yeah, just one.
$300.
$300?
Yeah.
Dude, we'll do that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do it.
All right, then let me add this to this.
How much? I could lose an eyebrow.
Just one eyebrow. Okay, how much to shave them both? And then a friend gets to draw them in.
Who's the friend?
I mean, that's, you got to pick that one.
Well, I don't trust most of my friends.
Well, that's part of it.
Shave both my eyebrows.
And then they draw them on.
With what? Like a Sharpie?
Yeah, just like, you know, whatever girls draw their eyebrows in with. I mean, I don't know what they're going to draw.
My mom has eyebrow tattoos.
Okay, so you want to do that?
No. Not yet. Like, so what did I say for one eyebrow? $300?
You said $300 for an eyebrow.
Let's do, let's double it then. 600 plus the drawing on, $700 for that one.
600 plus 100 for drawing it on.
Yeah.
Okay, that seems fair. All right, let's do one more question and then we'll ask you some more about you. How much to post Trump 2024 on your Facebook and Twitter?
Again? I feel like if I did it on my Facebook, it'd go over well. I'd get a lot of love.
Okay.
Damn.
How about if you did it on your Twitter or your Instagram?
I mean, I don't have a Twitter. Instagram, I don't know. I feel like people would know that it was for a reason.
Okay. So the number should be low then.
Yeah, it should be low.
Like $50?
No, I go more than that.
And you got to leave it for one day and you can't say anything. And then after the 24 hours, you can say something.
Yeah. I mean, it would. I feel like I'd lose out on a couple shows.
No. In liberal Hollywood? No way.
I'd be put on some list. No more going to the East Side for me.
No more.
Damn. I'd do it for... I feel like $100 is excusable.
$100, you'd post Trump 2024
for one day. After the day, I'm allowed to say that I did it for $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it for
after 24 hours.
Yeah.
Watch you get like a billion likes.
Yeah. I get famous because of it.
You change your whole political stance because it works out for you.
Yep. I'm Owen Benjamin now.
Yeah. He went off the rails, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
All right, let's ask you some comedy questions. You live in LA now. Yep. How long you been up there for?
Summer of 2017, I moved up here. So almost 5 years.
Five years. Okay, cool. Do you like it?
Yeah. I like it more than I don't like it.
Okay. Do you like living up there?
It's all right.
Or do you just like the comedy scene up there?
Yeah, I mean, it's the reason I live here is for comedy. So it's like, that's the biggest factor, obviously.
Okay.
But it is like every time I go to like San Diego or I was just in Santa Barbara and walking around, it's like, damn, it'd be so nice to live here.
I know, right?
Especially every time I'm in San Diego, I'm like, I can't wait to move back down here.
Yeah. How are shows going up there? Are you getting up a lot or how does it work?
Yeah, they're good. It comes in waves. It's like you go maybe a week or two without getting up and then you'll get up, you know, every night of the week sometimes. So just kind of staying patient.
And then do you work at the Comedy Store still?
Yes.
Okay. So you get up at the Comedy Store also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. We get one or two guaranteed spots a week, and then kind of whenever throughout the week too.
Okay, that's cool.
So not bad. Yeah.
And what are the spots? Are they shorter? Are they longer? How's that work?
We get a guaranteed 3 and then a guaranteed 10. And then a lot of spots are between 5 and 15, just kind of randomly.
Okay. And then any other shows that other like producers promote or whatever, you can get on those if they ask you, right?
Yeah. They'll throw us up sometimes.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Who's the, have you brought anybody up cool at the Comedy Store?
I brought Chappelle up once.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was tight.
What was your intro for him? Did he tell you what to say, or did you have to say?
So I thought I was bringing somebody else up, and I started giving the other person an intro. And then he just kind of I saw him start walking up, and I was like, oh, never mind. It's Dave Chappelle. And then just handed him the mic.
What if you didn't know who he was? And you're like,
yeah, do you have credits?
Dude, who are you, dude? Like, I thought I was bringing up fucking Lisa Traeger. Like, who are you, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to give someone like that an intro anyways. It's just like,
yeah,
here you go.
You just start reading off all his credit. He's got one Netflix special, call this. Yeah. Another Netflix special, call this.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is that the coolest person that you've seen perform at the store?
Ooh, coolest person.
Or like to watch do comedy. I mean, you could answer multiple ways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the coolest person I've ever seen there is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, okay.
But he was very like had a hat on and keeping his head down and like,
yeah, because he probably gets bothered like no tomorrow everywhere he goes
for sure. Oh, this is the coolest thing that ever happened. It's we have like a parking lot for employees only, and people pull in there all the time and we just ask them to leave.
It's in the back, right?
Yeah, in the back.
Yeah.
And so one time this motorcycle pulls in. It's like an all white motorcycle, and it's a dude in a white suit and a white helmet. And he pulls in and we all kind of walk up
like a leather suit or like an actual like business suit,
like a motorcycle suit, like a leather suit. Yeah. Like just looking tight. And so we all kind of start walking that way. Cause we're like, oh, we got to tell this guy to leave or whatever.
What are you doing, dude?
Takes off the helmet. It's Usher.
No way.
We're just like, oh, hey. And he's like, he just like nods at us and just walks in past everybody. It's like, okay. Just like, who would have seen that coming?
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and you know what I love about Usher? He probably does that everywhere because he's like, no one's going to tell me no.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
He just goes, like, even when he goes to McDonald's, he just parks his thing and just walks in the back and grabs his food.
Yep. Just hops in the kitchen, grabs some fresh fries, bounces.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's been there. Justin Bieber's been there. Ludacris, I've seen. Nelly's been there.
That's cool. You've seen a lot of cool people. Have you performed in front of any cool people?
Oof.
Because I know sometimes like
Kevin Spacey.
Oh,
after he got Me Too'd, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's your favorite?
He's my favorite celebrity, but after he got Me Too'd.
I always think that would be cool, like if you're just performing and it's just some like big celebrity in the audience.
Yeah. Well, there was one night at Madhouse where Adrian Peterson came in.
Oh, no shit.
Because it was when they were up in the mall too, because he tried to go to ACC and they were like, we're sold out. You can't come in. And so I guess he just Googled other comedy shows and went up to Madhouse and watched the show there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Okay. Who crushes the hardest up at the store?
Now, I mean, everybody left. So it's like,
well, besides you, obviously
it's different now. Yeah. Me,
Oh, you mean like back in the day, like when, I mean, a couple before COVID, it was like ridiculous. Everybody was around. Yeah. Everybody would crush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like D'Elia
would be the man. He crushes pretty regular.
Yeah. Joey
Diaz. I mean, back in the day before COVID, it would be like Tom Segura, D'Elia, like
Burt Kreischer,
like all of them. Sebastian Maniscalco.
All back to back to back to back to back.
They'd all be on one lineup. It was insane. Yeah. I remember looking at it, just going, holy, I would come up there and visit and watch and just go, this is insane.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
One time I got to see Chappelle do 20 minutes. Just they brought him on stage. And he's like, I didn't even want to do comedy. I had nothing to say. And then he literally crushed for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, just what he does.
That's awesome. So yeah. Have you been traveling a lot doing comedy?
Not really.
Okay. Obviously, yeah, not really. Goal.
Yeah, eventually. I mean, I was like the weekend before COVID shut everything down. I went out with Bobby Lee.
Okay.
And I was going to do more dates with him, but everything got canceled. And then
yeah,
haven't heard back.
And then you came down to San Diego with Santino once. I know that.
Yeah, a couple times.
Cool.
But yeah, he doesn't want to use me, I guess.
I know, man.
He constantly tells me how funny he thinks I am, but just doesn't.
He doesn't know anybody anymore, dude. I used to be like, I thought friends, but he doesn't know anybody anymore. So what are you gonna do?
Yeah. You get one TV show on FX and.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know who watched it.
It is good. It's a good show.
And it's really good. I love it. I just don't want to give him any credit.
Yeah. Throw that shade.
All right. Here's a question. Back to it. How much to go silent for a month?
How much what?
To go silent for a month.
That's interesting. That's a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to talk even when I'm alone. I'm not allowed to talk.
I mean, sure. Let's say when you're alone, you can talk.
Okay.
But not to anybody. Like right, you can't go on like this and talk.
Right, right, right.
Nobody can hear you say a word for a month.
Yeah. Damn. It'd be so hard. Oh.
And if you lose, you owe us that money that you say.
Oh, damn.
Well, yeah, now we're getting real, dude.
Oh, fuck. That makes it. Yeah. I go, oof.
I know that's hard because you go 10 grand and then you lose, you owe me 10 grand.
Yeah.
I got to make money too, dude.
But I also want it to be a high enough price point where I would force myself to not be able to lose.
You know what I mean? I agree.
But also there has to be a chance that I lose and then I don't want to be.
High pressure, dude. And this is this is a binding contract.
The first answer that popped in my head was like 5K.
5K for a month?
Yeah, but that seems too little.
I wonder if you'd go insane not talking for a month.
For sure. For sure you would. That's why I asked if you could talk to yourself, because sometimes that helps me, but I don't know. Yeah, I'd say five. I could do five.
5K? I mean, it's a lot of money if you could do it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. Not too much if you don't do it.
No, not too much if you don't do it. All right. How much you've seen those gum poles before?
Yeah.
Like in San Diego, they have a gum pole in Pacific Beach. Like how much do you take a piece of gum off there and eat it?
Just one?
I mean, yeah. You want extra credit? You want two or three?
Do I get to pick which piece?
I mean, sure.
And what do I got to do? I just got to swallow it? I got to chew it?
Yeah, you definitely got to swallow it. Chew it and swallow it.
Ugh, that's so nasty.
So gross. I had a friend just do it for free, so that's why I'm curious how much you do.
Really?
Yeah, we were like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's nasty. I mean, $500.
$500?
Yeah.
Okay. I love how you would post Trump 2024 cheaper than you would to eat a piece of gum off the gum pole.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't have any effect on my body. That shit wouldn't make me gag.
Oh, you haven't swallowed worse than a fucking shitty piece of gum?
Hell no.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. Oh, here's a good one. How much to take a fastball to the body from a major league pitcher?
Where on my body?
I mean, you're just standing in the box and he's going to hit you.
Wow. What am I wearing?
You get to wear a helmet.
Just a helmet?
Just a helmet.
Butt ass naked, but with a helmet?
No. You got your baseball pants.
But do I get the guards and stuff that they wear?
No, we're not giving you an elbow guard, dude. Oh. We're not like, come on.
Pros wear that shit. I'm not allowed to.
No, man, the pros aren't trying to get hit. Like, this is...
That would hurt so bad.
I mean, would it?
Yeah, it's like 90 miles. You ever seen those guys get hit by him?
You think I'm going to pay you a bunch of money to wear an elbow pad and wear it in the elbow pad? Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, that's fair. Damn. That'd have to be, like, in the thousands for sure. It would hurt so bad. I'd do it for $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah.
I like that.
It's just a bruise, right?
I mean, yeah.
And you get to brag that you got hit by a major league pitcher.
Exactly. My favorite part is we have a major league pitcher that will do this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
So $1,000. I mean, think about it. It would be such quick pain and you get paid.
Yeah. Ooh, it would hurt though. It would hurt.
I think it might hurt. All right, here we go. How much to run a marathon?
Never.
Never, no amount, no price?
To run a marathon.
There's got
to
be a price.
Is there like a time limit?
No, you just got to finish it.
I could do that easily.
Okay.
I do that for I'd do that for $200. How long is a marathon?
26 miles.
Oh, Jesus.
$200. Locked in. Final answer.
Yeah, it might take me like 6 hours.
We don't care.
All right. 200. Wow, that's like a full day, though. I don't know.
200 fucking.
Yeah. My shins would hurt. My shins would hurt so bad.
Bro, your whole body would hurt, dude.
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't realize it was $200.
I thought it was like 5 miles.
We're locking it in, dude. $200. You said it. Oh my God. That's the cheapest anybody's ever said by far.
Well, people pay to run marathons.
Yeah, they do. But not people that are not ever run. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Do you ever run?
Once in a while.
Yeah, like once a month.
I'm a big walker. I like walking.
Okay. I guess you could maybe walk it. 26 mile walk though, dude. That's like 50 hours, dude.
Yeah, that'd be a long time.
That's downtown to Oceanside, bro.
I could do it. $200.
$200. Lock it in.
That's like cheaper than minimum wage.
Yeah. You're gonna make like $6 an hour.
Yeah, that's not worth it at all. Damn.
So the goal is once this podcast gets big, people are going to start chipping in and funding this thing. So then you were, I mean, $200, we don't even need anybody to help. We'll just do it. So we're good on that.
Yourself.
Yeah, dude. All right. How about this? How much to ride a bull? Get on the bull, not mechanical,
real one?
Actual bull. Try to ride it for 8 seconds.
That would hurt too.
Yeah, dude, we're not paying you for fun stuff.
I feel like I'd break my arm if I did that. I'm always surprised those guys don't break their arm.
I don't know how they don't break everything.
Like holding onto a rope and getting jerked around and shit.
Could you imagine just the anticipation in that cage?
Oof.
I just want to film your face while you're in that cage before you go, dude.
Yeah. Damn, 8 seconds. I mean, that's not that much.
I mean, you're not going to make it 8 seconds.
No. Well, I bet I could.
Think you could?
Yeah, easily.
All right.
I tame the beast. I'd say $500. I'd do it for.
All right, dude. I love it. All your prices are very reasonable.
I'm trying to make some money.
I like it. How much to do the be the rodeo clown for a day?
Oh, whatever they pay the rodeo clown for a day. Hell yeah.
They pay him.
Oh, that'd just be fun.
Oh, those guys get fucked up.
Yeah, I think they get paid in like whiskey, right?
I love their answer, whatever they pay him. I can't wait to do research and be like, hey, what do you guys make? I got a guy who wants to do it.
$8 an hour.
I'm going to pay his fees. Oh, that's too funny. All right, we'll do one more question and I'll ask you some other stuff. How much to get a bikini wax? The Brazilian bikini wax.
Yeah. What is that? Your full body?
I think that's just like the pubes, dude.
Yeah. I mean,
the wax.
How much does it cost?
I don't know.
I do it for about that.
Well, just the cost of it?
Yeah, plus, you know, plus pain and suffering. So I'd say $100 plus the cost of the wax.
Oh my God, dude. You're going to be the first person that does like so many things. Yeah. It's going to be amazing. You're going to come out a couple grand richer, but.
Yeah, I'm going to be rich.
You're going to be rich. All right, let's go back to some comedy questions. What's the best show you've ever done?
Oof. I don't know. That's a tough question.
Okay. You want to think on that one and we'll ask you what's the worst show you've ever done?
I mean, the worst show I've ever done might be that second one show.
Your first show that you bombed, you think is the worst show you've ever done?
Yeah, it was just brutal. I never want to feel like that again.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Worst show I've ever done. That's a tough one too.
All right.
I don't know. Like best is like, best is probably like when I would get up in the main room at the Comedy Store in the middle of a sold out show.
Oh yeah, that'd be amazing.
Like, I remember there was one time it was somebody's show and a bunch of comics were running late. So he's like, hey, you got to go up, do 10 minutes.
Awesome.
And it's like at a place I'm comfortable at and all that. So it's just like, yeah, it's just fun. Just pure fun.
Yeah. And the main room, I mean, what, that's 200-300 people?
Yeah, about 350.
Oh, that's amazing. And you just get sandwiched in between just amazing comics.
Yeah, I think I brought up Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, that would be amazing. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I always see those shows in the main rooms and see the like the list and get a little jealous for sure. Yeah.
How can you not?
They're always so good. You're just like, oh my God, like I would love to be on that lineup.
Yeah.
So did you do well?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why it was the best show. It was because
of course.
I did.
Like, oh, dude, I was the coolest show I was on, but I didn't do well.
It was I bombed, but the show was cool.
The show was really cool. You're like, the best show and the worst show is the same show.
Yeah. No, that was one of those shows where like there were some comics who saw me do it and I got talked about on a couple podcasts. So it's like one of those where it's like,
oh, that's dope.
When you impress people.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's always a good feeling. Yeah, for sure.
Anything crazy ever happened at any of your shows? Like, I'll give you an example. I had a show where we were getting ready to start the show. They started the show. The Laker game playoffs were on. The guys turned the TV off. A guy took a beer bottle and threw it and broke the TV because he was so pissed. And then we're like, oh, can't wait to do comedy now. Just stuff like that.
Time to get up.
Time. Yeah. What are you doing?
Damn, I don't think so. I don't think I have anything like that. No fights that I can remember. I mean, I've had people like complain about me to management and
have about to like your go comedy.
Home. Yeah. I have to like go hide in the back and they ask for their bill to be comped and all that shit, but never any like real fights.
Cause you said something to them or why?
Oh, you want to know? Well, no, cause I'm doing jokes about racism or whatever. And people just think it's racist.
Yeah.
And I am pretty racist. So, the craziest thing that ever happened at a show was, I don't know if you remember, but there was a kid when Madhouse was on top of the mall, there was a kid behind Madhouse who was standing on the ledge thinking about jumping.
Oh,
and it was a Friday night. We did a whole weekend showcase. There was like cops and everything up there and trying to talk him down. We did a whole weekend showcase and then a whole open mic. And you can hear the speakers from where this kid was standing. So he heard a comedy show and an open mic.
It's probably why he wanted to jump.
And then I think at like 3 or 4 in the morning, he finally jumped.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Wow. That story could have not gone that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't make it real.
Our comedy didn't save his life.
I mean, I don't think it would save much. He waited till the open mic at least.
Yeah, yeah. He gave us a shot, which we appreciated.
So wait, was he there for multiple days or just one day?
Just one day.
Okay.
Yeah, it was when they used to do an open mic after the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So all the people would leave.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he sat through, I don't know, probably 3 to 4 hours of stand-up comedy.
God, and the cops were just yelling. And people were staying in the audience, or what were they doing? Were they leaving?
No, people were there. Yeah. And I don't think the audience really knew what was going on. I mean, I'm sure some of them did, but it wasn't like you couldn't really tell anything was going on outside of the club. The comics just knew because we hang out outside and we're kind of wandering around and everything. So
nobody brought it up on stage.
Shane Brendan did.
Of course he did.
But I just remember the audience like being confused. They weren't really sure what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And some of them maybe were piecing it together, but yeah.
All right. Besides the Comedy Store in Hollywood, what's your favorite place to perform?
Damn. I mean, I love American Comedy Company in San Diego.
Okay.
I
mean, the club is great. The shows are always good there.
Yeah. It's just like built for stand-up. It's fun.
It is. The low ceilings. It's always pretty full. And you know me, I don't like giving a lot of love to that club, but it's a good place for comedy.
They definitely make it hard to love.
Yeah.
But it is a good room. and it's just the first place I ever got up. So I have a little.
Yeah, a little bias. What about Candy's Comedy Club?
Candy's is sick.
All right. Good answer.
Yeah. I miss the Wood, man. I love the Wood.
The Wood was fire, man. It was like just cowboy bars.
It was such like a big deal the first time I got booked on it. That was like the show you wanted to get booked on in San Diego.
It was on fire like 5 or 6 years ago. There'd be like 20, 30 people just standing around. They couldn't get seats.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah. And I've only done Candy's once. So.
Okay.
Otherwise, have you ever done Chatterbox Comedy up here?
I have not.
Ooh, that's a really good show. Out in Covina.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd say those ones.
Let's see. We did that. How'd you get to LA? Okay, a couple more questions and then we'll wrap it up here, buddy. How much to sleep in a dumpster for 12 hours?
Is it full?
I mean, yeah.
Is it like a restaurant dumpster or like an apartment dumpster?
Where it's out back of an alley in Pacific Beach.
Behind businesses?
Behind restaurant.
Behind a restaurant?
Behind the Burger King.
I got to stay in there for 12 hours?
Yeah. I love the question you asked. No, it's behind the Staples, dude. There would just be cardboard. Well,
that's, I mean, residential even is nicer than fucking restaurant. Restaurant waste is nasty.
It is.
That's where all the raccoons are.
We're just going to have cardboard and some paper for you.
Yeah, that sounds nice, dude. I do that for 20 bucks. Damn, that's so gross. That'd have to be like a $5,000.
Okay.
So, yeah, just the smell and everything.
So 12 hours in a dumpster is equal to the same amount as being silent for a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
But if I get out the dumpster, I don't have to pay you $5,000.
No, that's really what got you, is having to pay me money.
Yeah, because I don't know if I could do it. I'm afraid.
I love that. That's a new rule that I just made up, and it's like now I'm making money on this whole thing.
Yeah, it's smart.
Are you good with spicy food?
No, not at all. Okay.
How much to eat a ghost pepper?
I hate this shit. I always get worried that, like, I don't know. Eventually someone's gonna ask me to, like, even hot ones. I'm like, I never get famous enough to be on that show.
Dude, it's like cringes. I don't think I could do it.
I hate spicy food.
Okay. $1,000, you wouldn't eat a ghost pepper?
That seems low to me. $2,500, I'd do it.
$2,500, okay. Isn't it weird how you're like, I would drop it on a skateboard ramp first before I'll eat a ghost pepper?
I would gladly take physical pain over pain inside of me. That shit is the worst. That's my, yeah, that's my least favorite pain is the fucking stomach and asshole. And
I had a buddy do the ghost pepper challenge and he's like ruined his esophagus, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It fucks you up.
Like for months, dude.
Yeah. It doesn't seem fun to me. I don't get the appeal of spicy food.
Oh, that's too funny. All right. Here's a good one. How much to go down the Olympic ski jump?
With skis?
Yeah.
I feel like that could kill me. Because you got to hit the ramp, right? You flying in the air. There's no way I'm landing that. I don't know how to control skis.
What, dude? You won't land?
I mean, that's like life-threatening. That's going to have to be like 10K.
Okay, 10K is where you draw the line for your life.
Because that's going to put me in. That's going to put me in those arm casts.
Well, that's cool, dude. You can do that first, and then you're do it. And if you're quiet with the cast for a month, yeah, now you're making 5, 10, 15, 20 grand, dude.
Yeah, I'd do it. Yeah, 10K for sure for that one.
That's great. I have a feeling this next one will be a lot cheaper. How much to get slapped by one of those professional slap boxers, dude? Like the big Ukrainian dude.
That would hurt too.
I love how you're like, that would hurt. Yeah, of course. I'm not like, hey man, how much to just give you a hug?
I did that for 20 bucks.
20 bucks?
Well, initially with the slap one, I was like 100 sounds, but then I'm like picturing how big these guys are. Ow, it would hurt. 250.
Okay. 250 is reasonable.
Yeah.
You think you get knocked out?
I don't know. It's open hand, right? And I think they know how to slap to not like
break shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. It's a slap. It's not. Yeah. There's no.
Yeah.
They come in hot, though.
I mean, I know it would hurt, but I don't think they'd knock me out. I hope not. 250.
I don't think so either, dude. I think you'd be fine. All right. Last set of questioning. How much to go skydiving?
I'd do it for cheap. I kind of want to do it.
Okay. Doesn't terrify you?
I mean, yeah, but in like a way where I don't know. I trust that shit. I don't think.
Okay.
Statistically, I'm not worried about it, about dying.
Okay.
I do it for $100.
Skydiving for $100. Okay, that's cool. That's reasonable. I don't even think I would do it for an amount. So I get that.
Yeah, I would do it for free.
All right. And the very last question, how much to go skydiving? There's 4 parachutes, only 3 are packed.
Hmm. And there's four of us are jumping out, right? So one person has to die.
Yeah. I mean, or it's not four, it's just you. You go up and you randomly pick your
choose pack. One of the four. Okay, I like that one better.
Skydive roulette.
Yeah. Damn. 75% chance.
To live.
How scary to pull the thing and you're just like, fuck, I picked the wrong one.
Jason Chaney did this podcast. He goes, what if you pulled the thing and it just confetti came out?
I like that.
I was dying at that, dude.
Damn. I would do that for...
This is just a depression check. This is to see how your life is going, dude.
Oh, man. I do that for $500,000.
500K?
Yeah.
I think that's a good legit number.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm willing to risk dying for 500K.
Oh, that's insane, dude. That's great. Well, those are all the questions. I appreciate you doing this, man.
Yeah, for sure. It was fun.
Anything you want to promote?
Just my podcast, The Big Humble.
The Big Humble. Everywhere. I like it. What's the deal? You do lists, right?
No, that's a different show. That's a Twitch show we do called The Definitive Rankings of Everything, where we rank things.
Pretty cool. That's on Twitch, you said?
Yeah, it's on Twitch and YouTube if you just search Definitive Rankings of Everything. We just got done with an episode, actually. We just did the top 10 disasters of all time.
Okay, cool. And then your podcast one more time?
The Big Humble, available everywhere.
Awesome.
Follow me on Instagram.
Instagram is what?
Matt Daddy Lockwood.
All right, cool.
All one word.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. Always good. Hit me up to come down to San Diego, brother.
For sure. I hope to see you soon.
All right, buddy.
See ya.